Hello, brave BKFK adventurers. Today's story is another story from the enchanted island of Majimajura. This one is about a raggedy pirate crew, the same one from a previous story called The Pirate's Peril. You might remember that. This is a thrilling story. You know, on that note, I often wonder, do you want more magic? Do you want more funny things? Do you want more legends? We'd love to hear what works for you. And that's why we're having our Buy Kids for Kids survey. With our survey, you can tell us exactly what works for you. We'd love to learn from you and make more of what you want in 2024. To take part in the survey, we've included a link in the show notes for this episode, or just go to buykids4kids.co and you'll find the survey there. All right, let's hear who the superstars are for this episode.
My name is Elise. I am 7 years old. I live in Melbourne, Australia, and I like tigers and phoenixes.
Hi, my name is Angad. I'm 8 years old, and I really like Jurassic Park and reptiles.
My name is Carter Herman. I'm 8 years old. I live in Winter Springs, Florida. I like doing Jujutsu with Sensei Eddie, and I like doing soccer on Team Orlando with class athletes.
Well done, guys. You're a hearty band of pirates. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Raging Buccaneers and the Flying Dutchman. On the Silver Sea, near the magical island of Majimajura, there sailed a bold and fearless band of pirates known far and wide as the Raging Buccaneers. Their mighty ship, the Scurvy Dog, bore the scars of countless battles and daring adventures. Its tattered sails whispered secrets of the Silver Seas, and its crew, a rowdy bunch of hearty pirates, loved the thrill of adventure. On a bright and sunny morning, the crew of the Scurvy Dog was going about their daily tasks, with Jolly Jane, the ship's cook, taking a break from preparing fishy meals and was sitting high in the crow's nest on top of the highest mast. She was happily singing to the crew below.
Oh, we be sailing on the high seas, matey. In a ship so wonky, it's a real rickety statey. We search for treasure buried deep below. Buried on an island many years ago. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum. A pirate so silly, and we're loads of fun. With our hats hold crooked, our boots all wobbly. We're the craziest pirates. Deep blue sea, so gather round me hearties and sing our song, for a pirate's life is... Hold on a moment, what's that?
She saw something in the distance.
Look, mateys, look to the east.
Jolly Jane's voice echoed across the deck, breaking the calm of the sea. The Raging Buccaneers hurried to the east side of the ship, squinting against the sun's glare to get a glimpse of what lay ahead. As the mysterious shape on the horizon drew nearer, their eyes widened with excitement. It was another ship!
Ready the cannons!
Captain Barnacle Bones roared, his scruffy beard fluttering in the breeze.
We'll be taking that ship and its treasures, whatever they may be!
He put on his tall, extravagant hat, decorated with feathers, shells, and a special rubber duck.
You'll be bringing me good luck today, my ducky.
He muttered. Said his sleepy parrot, Periwinkle. The crew ignored the parrot because she said everything backwards. Only the captain could understand her. But he was too busy cleaning seaweed out of his ears. If only they heard her message. It was...
Don't be so certain, Captain. That ship is dangerous.
The crew of the Scurvy Dog readied their cannons and pulled out their sharp cutlasses. As the ship got closer, their eyes gleaming with a promise of plunder. They pulled up next to the strange ship.
"Shiver me timbers!"
shouted the captain.
"There's no crew on deck! They must all be asleep! Board them, me hearties!"
But as the pirate crew boarded the seemingly abandoned ship, they were met with an unsettling sight. There was no life on the ship. The sails were old rags flapping in the breeze. There was a terrible stink in the air.
"What in the silver sea going on here?"
muttered one of the pirates, beads of sweat forming on his brow. Meanwhile, Jolly Jane had remained on the Scurvy Dog. She squinted as the faded words written on the front of the ship, and her blood ran cold. It said,
"The Flying Dutchman."
Jolly Jane's heart pounded as she remembered the legend that had been whispered among sailors for generations.
"Flying Dutchman is no ordinary ship. It's a cursed ship, destined to sail the seas forever. Its crew are all ghosts."
As the sun dipped below the horizon, an eerie fog began to roll in, surrounding both the Scurvy Dog and the ghostly ship. It was then, in the fading light, that the ghostly crew of the Flying Dutchman revealed themselves, appearing out of thin air. Their clothes were tattered and salt-stained, their eyes empty holes of darkness, and their faces bore the weariness of countless lifetimes at sea. It was a sight that sent a chill down even the bravest pirate's spine. The ghostly pirate captain was a mysterious figure, wearing a raggedy red coat that flapped in the wind like a tattered flag. His face resembled a skeleton, with big glowing eyes that shone a spooky greenish blue. He didn't have real skin or flesh, just a see-through ghostly body that floated above the deck of his eerie ship. His head was covered by a hat that was all torn up, with wispy, almost invisible hair underneath it. His voice, when he spoke, sent shivers through the hearts of the raging buccaneers.
"Ye dare trespass on the cursed vessel of the Flying Dutchman?"
the ghostly captain hissed, his ghostly crew surrounding the pirates. Captain Barnacle Bones, though a seasoned and fearless leader, couldn't help but feel a shiver crawl down his spine.
"We mean no harm,"
he stammered, clutching his rubber duck for luck. But the ghostly crew of the Flying Dutchman ignored him.
"Destroy them all and send the ship to the bottom of the silver sea,"
roared the ghostly captain. With a blood-curdling cry, they attacked the raging buccaneers. The pirate crew fought back with all their might, slashing and thrusting their cutlasses. But their weapons passed harmlessly through the ghostly forms, doing no damage. Realizing that they were hopelessly outmatched, Captain Barnacle Bones barked,
"Back to the Scurvy Dog! Retreat!"
With every bit of strength they had left, the pirates grabbed the tattered ropes and swung back to their ship, but the relentless, ghostly crew of the Flying Dutchman chased them, gliding effortlessly over the water. Ghostly cannonballs flew from the cursed ship, striking the scurvy dog, piercing its wooden hull. Water began to pour in, and the ship began to sink. The pirates crawled into their little lifeboats, rowing away for their lives as their beloved ship, the scurvy dog, slowly disappeared beneath the waves. The eerie laughter of the ghostly crew of the Flying Dutchman echoed across the darkening sea. As the fog thickened, the Flying Dutchman began to vanish, as if it had never been there at all. The raging buccaneers watched as the cursed ship dissolved into the mist. The pirates breathed a sigh of relief.
No rat!
Squawked Periwinkle.
I warned you!
Shut your beak!
Growled the captain.
At least I've got some fishing line to catch us some meal,
said Jolly Jane cheerfully.
We'll get fishing then,
said the captain.
We'll need all the energy we can to get back to Magia Majora. We need to find a new ship. Get rowing, me hearties!
And the crew, happy to still be alive, set out for home, laughing as they rowed.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.